From the Allstate Skyline Studio, it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Well, we've opened up a can of fashion worms. What? Texter 708, wish jeans would be more popular with women and teens. So tired of seeing everybody in too tight black leggings. You know, by the way, Dave, that doesn't mean your too tight black leggings are a bad thing.
No, I think I wear them that well. Personally. Thank you.
I will say, just in defense of these leggings, they're not too tight. They're just tight.
Well,
leggings are tight.
Right. But it depends on the person, too, right?
No, leggings are, they're form-fitted. That is what a legging is. So it's not too
it's like
tight.
It's like when the half shirt was a thing. Not everybody should have been in a half shirt.
Well, okay, so this texter is really saying not everyone has the body for leggings.
I think that's
I'm just, the phrase too tight is, leggings are tight.
That's what they're supposed to be.
Yeah,
that's
too David.
Tight. They are tights.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say too tight is a wrapper. Too tight is the legging.
Right. David texts, I love camo cargo shorts. Any thoughts, Samberg?
No, those, you got to strike those, Dave. those are not acceptable. Also, I would say my husband at one point used to put his big phone in the cargo side by the thigh.
Yeah.
And then it would cause the pant to, or the short to like bulk out. You know, it was horrible. It was like, you cannot walk around like
cargo shorts. Unless you're going fly fishing.
Yeah, I cannot.
I have a pair of cargo shirts when I won a couple of softball champions.
Okay.
I used them.
Yeah, that seems about right. 16-inch softball and cargo shorts. Good. Yeah, those are perfect match.
The phone thing, when Motorola first came out with the first cell phone, which was about 14 pounds and a foot long with a hard rubber antenna, I remember having a pair of early cargo shorts in the early 90s and putting the giant phone in the pocket. Now, first off, the phone was heavy enough it almost pulled your pants down.
Right.
And then secondly, sitting down, having the hard rubber antenna stab me in the ribs was not exactly built for pockets at that point.
Yeah. The cargo shorts aren't good for holding cargo.
From an 847, still looking for 36 men's Husky jeans. I know, if you've got a 36-inch waist, which I think is the average male waist is either 34 or 36, I don't know that you'd even qualify for Husky. I think you might have to be kicked out of the Husky department.
Yeah.
Unless
I think you're
like
only coming into Husky to mock the Husky.
Yeah, I think if you're a 12-year-old boy and you're wearing a 36 waist, that's probably a Husky size,
yeah, it
right?
would be a Husky.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because I was there once.
you were there to observe?
He was a 12-year-old boy.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Steve, I think I told the story on the air, and you may have gone through this as well, but there was a store on the East Coast where I grew up called James Way, which was like if... You know James Way?
I knew James Way. They didn't have them around my area, but
you knew of them.
I knew of them, yes.
So James Way, how would you describe James Way? James Way was like Kmart without the frills.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I'm trying to think what they had here that was kind of like it. Not Sims.
Maybe Woolworth.
Yeah, it was kind of a Woolworth feel. Yeah. But James Way, my mom, for back to school, we'd go into James Way, and she would go straight to the customer service people, and she'd go, we need Husky jeans! Husky boy jeans!
Yep.
As loud as she could possibly
scarred
say.
Me for life.
My God, Mom, no! So, but we got our Husky pants. And then we headed for the exits. In studio, a friend of the program who's done something rather amazing. She had a goal. She worked the goal. She accomplished the goal. And now she's moving towards the next steps of the goal. And by the way, the goal is going to help all of us. Valerie, tell everybody your last name because I don't want to mispronounce it like I did last time.
Sure. It's Groth.
Valerie Groth, G-R-O-T-H.
Correct.
Right. And the Ryan Banks Academy is, well, to me, it's a two-part legacy. One is to Ryan. And who is Ryan Banks?
Ryan was one of my former students. I was a CPS school social worker on the South Side for a long time, and Ryan was a student that I worked closely with. Unfortunately, he was lost to gun violence. He was shot and killed at the age of 12.
Yeah, and was this a drive-by gang situation or something, or what do we know?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Now, there's also a family legacy piece to this, isn't there? In regards to doing this, was your dad an educator or?
Yeah, my dad is a principal in Indiana.
Right,
so it's
right.
Been in my blood.
So he's got to be thrilled.
I hope so. I think so.
Well, the point to all of this is, with education in your blood and wanting to get this done, the ultimate goal here is a boarding school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And why is that important?
It's important for a lot of reasons. So, you know, working in the schools with kids like Ryan, first of all, when I lost Ryan to violence, I thought this shouldn't be happening. And, you know, all of us here from Chicago know it's... that every year we lose far too many kids to violence. It's getting worse and worse in a lot of ways. And so kind of just that one issue alone, trying to keep kids in that safe, supportive environment. But there's also so much that you can do in that boarding school environment besides mitigating the negative factor. So we have students who have challenges with violence in the neighborhood or who have had challenges with homelessness. But it's more than just kind of making it that supportive environment. There's so much you can do beyond that. So when you think about traditionally boarding schools have been for the East Coast kind of wealthy families of privilege, and they send their kids away because there's that 24/7 immersive environment. So you can just do so much more with academic instruction within that environment.
So it actually answers a bunch of questions. If a kid's from a troubled home, there's a possibility. But a kid can be from a great home. It just needs to be away from some trouble to have a focus.
Yeah, exactly.
Want to introduce our friend here?
Yeah, I'd be delighted to. So I'm joined by Bree Hopkins. And Bree is the parent of two of our students. So I'm happy to have her on this one.
Hi, Bree.
Hi.
Get right up to that microphone or have that pulled up there. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about your kids.
I have fraternal twin boys. They are 12 years old. They're diverse learners and great students.
Yeah. Good God, woman. Fraternal 12-year-olds.
Pray for me.
Bree, what is it about? What is it about the academy and the idea of a boarding school that attracts you as a parent?
Being a single parent, I face challenges with child care, sometimes meal prep and things of that nature, where it makes it difficult to function, you know, normally as far as working and things of that nature, and making sure the kids are safe. That's the number one priority. And Ryan Banks provides that. Absolutely.
Now, you have the school open now. The boarding school piece of this is hopefully open later this year or soon as possible. Where we are on the goal?
We'd hope to get there in the next year. So we actually have identified a couple different sites that would be perfect for our facility. It's all a matter of how soon can we procure the funding. So
and
we're
is
getting
this
closer.
City cooperating?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So because I don't know how many hoops you have to jump through to pull this
quite
off.
Quite a bit. Yeah.
Bree, how'd you hear about this?
Actually, Ryan Banks is like a bird nest on the ground.
Okay.
I found out about it through social media, actually. I've been following Val for quite some time now and just decided to apply. And we applied and we were accepted.
What do the boys think of school?
They love it. It's like a family. It's a small group.
Right.
Which is so much better, especially for diverse learners like I have. They love it. They love it.
Were they open to the thought of going right away, or did you have to kind of explain? Because it's different, and if you haven't seen that kind of environment, you don't know.
Well, actually, they have attended a boarding school prior to.
Okay.
So they were definitely open to, you know, trying it again.
Yeah, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you have been a significantly stressed out, worried mom, and this is providing you with a lot of relief because you know your
Absolutely.
Kids are in good hands.
Absolutely.
Well, and 12 years old, this is the age where, you know, they're awesome and independent, but they're also trouble. The opportunity for trouble is just, it's everywhere now.
Yes.
And this is the worry. You know, you're worried always.
And Valerie, you can speak to this as well, because gangs collect 12-year-olds who don't have guidance or a path, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So when these kids go to school, what's the day like? Is it a typical school day, or do you guys do it differently?
It's quite different, actually. So we had the luxury of designing our curriculum from scratch, and so that
I remember talking to this about you. Yeah, you get the biggest smile on your face because as a teacher, you knew how you were told to do it. Now you could design it.
Exactly. So when we first got started, we visited schools across the country, looked at best practice models, and integrated all the important parts that we found. We also brought on some really fantastic educators and searched the country to find who are the best people to lead this school. So the school day looks very different than a traditional school day in a lot of different ways. One of the most interesting things that we do is we have a whole day, which we call our explorations day. So if you think about a company like Google, Google has what they call genius hour or 20% time. So at Google, the engineers get one day a week to work on their own projects, and they can just kind of dive into whatever they think is interesting. So our students have that same opportunity.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
We have a texter asking what a diverse learner is, Bree. If you could explain that.
One of my sons, well, diverse learner is basically a child that learns different than others. He has ADHD, and just the difference in the curriculum and the way that they break down the day, it keeps him engaged and also excited to learn, and that's what I like most.
Your goal is obviously to have your kid, like all parents' goals, to have your kids grow up, be healthy, happy, and successful, whatever that means to them, and fulfilled. You feel like they're on a good path now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ryan Banks has definitely enriched our lives totally. I'm so happy.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that you've done, too, because it's not easy to entrust your kids to anybody, and this is a new concept. But once you meet Valerie, I think it's easy to get it, isn't it?
It was more so like a family from the initial meet and greet. Ryan Banks, we're like a close-knit family.
So even for it to be on your radar, you're working, you're raising kids, to even be thinking about where's a better spot for him. I mean, sometimes a daily life is overwhelming just the basics.
Sure.
You're not even thinking about where can I do better. It's pretty impressive.
And it's easy to put it off and go, okay, we'll get this tomorrow, we'll get this tomorrow, and the worry and the stress builds. All right, so how do we help?
Well, a couple of our main focus areas right now is we are recruiting students for next year.
Okay.
So if anyone's listening and they have incoming 7th or 8th graders, they can head to our website and learn more, ryanbanksacademy.org.
Okay.
And we want to just kind of bend over backwards to help out families who are interested. So our staff will go and do home visits, trying to make it easier for them, because we know a lot of parents have a lot on their plate.
How are you doing on funding?
That's our second focus area for sure. So donations can also happen through our website, and we're always looking for individuals who want to get involved, corporations who want to get involved in sponsorship, you name it.
Nice job by you, as always.
Thank you.
And as this journey continues, keep us up to date so we can have you back to talk about it.
Yes, we'd love that.
Okay. Great to meet you. And Bree, way to go. You're a good mom.
I appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Nice to see you. Thanks for making the trip.